Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my wonderful audience. Jesus prayed, and now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. You read Jesus' prayer in the Gospel according to his disciple John, chapter 17, verse 5. This is a clear declaration of the pre-existence of Jesus Christ. Jesus clearly declared that he existed before the creation of the world. We need to help our Muslim friends realize that. Jesus is saying here that he existed from all eternity. Remember the prayer? Now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. The glory which Jesus had then was that which was proper to the Son of God. The Son of God, Jesus, humbled himself and took an additional nature, a human nature, and assumed the form of a servant. Jesus came as a servant to serve us, to serve God and accomplish God's will. Jesus now prays in John 17 that God would raise him up to the dignity and the honor which he had before he came to earth to save us. Jesus Christ was glorified with his Father before the world was, which he could not have been if he had not been eternal God. You see? And of course, you can see here that Jesus taught that God is his Father and that he is the Son of God. We respond by believing in faith in what God has revealed to us in the gospel. My Muslim friend, I know you are trying to imagine everything and reason everything, but it is a fact that human reason should not be the final judge of who Jesus is. Okay, continuing our topic, that Jesus is the Son of God in an eternal spiritual sense, we read in Galatians 4, verse 4, but when the right time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son who was born from, mean he came from, the essence of God the Father before all ages. Therefore, he who was born of the Virgin Mary was the Son of God and at the same time the Son of Man, as Jesus called himself. We read in the gospel, God sent the angel Gabriel to a virgin named Mary. Read the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Luke chapter 1. The angel told Mary, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be called the Son of the Most High. Read gospel according to Luke chapter 1. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. For no word from God will ever fail. By the action of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary, the divine nature was united with the human nature. The human nature which Jesus received from the Virgin Mary. My friend, God himself descended and was incarnated. This is a miracle. The gospel revealed the wonderful news. The Holy Spirit purified the Virgin's womb. The flesh formed in her body was the only begotten Son of God. Again, you cannot be the final judge on the truth of who God is and who Jesus is. Your mind, your logic cannot be the final judge. Man should only submit to what God has revealed in his word. My friend, you cannot rely on the faint, weak, feeble light of human reasoning to judge the infinite, eternal, and the most glorious being, God. It is impossible. Don't do that. Why? Because you will not be right. You need God to reveal to you who he is. All right. We read in Galatians chapter 4, but when the right time came, God sent his son. Jesus is the Son of God. Not by creation, of course, as God created Adam and created all of us, nor by adoption, as I became a child of God when I repented of my sins and believed in Jesus that he paid the penalty for my sins. Jesus is the Son of God by divine generation, being the only begotten of the Father. Jesus is one with God the Father. Jesus shares with God the same divine nature and essence. We know that from the facts. The Bible declared clearly that Jesus lived his life without committing one single sin. Even the Quran agree. Look at the beauty of that verse, the depth of that Bible verse in Galatians chapter 4. But when the right time came, God sent his son. After God sent the prophets and revealed the law through Moses, God sent Jesus Christ to save us. I am reminded here by what the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John chapter 1 verse 17 tells us. Let me quote to you that verse. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. This is what makes Christianity distinct from Judaism. My friend, true Christianity is a spiritual religion developed from within, as distinct from a formal religion imposed from outside. The law that any religion tries to impose on people has no pity, no feeling. When I used to work as a defense lawyer in my father's legal firm in Egypt, my father used to tell me, the law is blind. I guess he was trying to motivate me to be passionate in helping our clients who were drug dealers and broke the law. The law has no heart, my friend. The law burdens us with many obligations and duties without helping us to do them. Jesus Christ came and revealed the heart of God, full of grace and love toward all of us. Jesus Christ came and offered us God's presence within us through faith in him. So I want to mention to you now the most important fact that Jesus revealed to us. When we repent of our sins, when we decide that we want to walk with God, to get close to God, to forsake our sins, and when we put our faith in Jesus, that he paid the penalty for all of our sins, my friend, we can enjoy within our hearts the grace of God, which is forgiveness for all of our sins. The grace of God you can enjoy now if you repent and put your faith in Jesus. We need to break now. However, I will be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Welcome back, my wonderful audience. I want to read to you a beautiful passage I just read this morning from the Gospel, Galatians chapter 4. Let me read it to you. But when the right time came, God sent His Son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent Him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that He could adopt us as His very own children. My friend, I love it, because I remembered today that my wife was ex-Muslim, born and raised as a Muslim, and she was studying Islamic law and Islamic religion in Al-Azhar Islamic University in Cairo, Egypt. She used to work as a Muslim teacher, Arabic teacher. Her father became genuine born-again Christian. And then she asked him, Father, but after Jesus, God sent Muhammad. And we studied in the Islamic University that Muhammad is the last prophet. Her father was a very educated man. He told her, Hala, that does not make any sense. That after God sent the prophets and sent His law through the prophets and through Moses, we know from the Bible that the Gospel of John chapter 1, for the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. And He told her, it does not make any sense that after Jesus came and revealed the grace of God and revealed the heart of God, which is full of love, and revealed the forgiveness of God based on God's love and God's grace, it does not make any sense that hundreds of years later, He will send Muhammad to take people, to take us back to the law, an eye for an eye and tooth for tooth, and the only regulations do and don't. Jesus came and revealed the heart of God, which is full of grace and love toward us. The law commands and demands, say, do all these things or else you will be punished. The law does not give us the power to obey it. Jesus came to give us love, forgiveness. Jesus came to help us to change our hearts and minds through His Spirit. The law only requires, God requires, God requires. The law has no heart. The gospel, which is a wonderful news, Jesus came to declare to us, revealed that God desires to have a personal relationship with us because He loves us. The law commands. Jesus came to serve us and reveal that God gave us of Himself to save us. The law condemns. Grace is God came through Jesus to serve sinners and evildoers because He does not want us to die in our sins and be separated from Him now and forever. God wants us to enjoy His love now and forever. Jesus Christ came and sacrificed himself to provide a way for us to be forgiven of our sins, forgiven of everything wrong we did. The law makes us understand and realize that we are not perfect, that we are sinners, and makes us seek God to be forgiven by God, seek the solution that God provides. Jesus Christ brought us the gospel, which is not just do and don't. Jesus brought us the solution for our sins. I remember when I used to study Islamic law, Sharia law, in law school in Egypt, I studied 4 years Sharia law, thousands of pages trying to impose Islamic law on humans. That's how Islam believe what God wants is imposing the law on people, do and don't. Many, many, many commandments try to make people do what God wants them to do according to Muhammad, the founder of the Islamic religion. However, we have the gospel, something different. Even though the gospel contains many commandments to help us know and do the right things which God desires us to do, but the focus of the gospel, the focus of Jesus' teaching, is the manifestation and the revelation of who God is. Why? To enable us to enjoy God's presence, to enable us to enjoy God's forgiveness, to enable us to enjoy a personal relationship with God that starts now and remains forever. So Christianity is not just about do this and don't do this, regulating people's conducts. Christianity is about enjoying and receiving God's grace and love through Jesus Christ. We as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, have a far deeper and nobler, more wonderful conception of God. Jesus came and revealed who God is. Revealed through his life, through his actions, through his words. Jesus revealed God's gentleness, compassion, power in miracles, yes, wisdom. Jesus even wept and had tears and revealed God's passionate love toward the human condition, toward sinners. Jesus also revealed how a sinner like me can change and can have a personal relationship with God, my Creator. My friend, if you want to enjoy God's love and God's grace and God's forgiveness, you need to repent of your sins. Really repent. Tell God, I want to walk according to your will. Tell God, I don't want to live far from you any longer. And you need to put your faith that Jesus Christ paid the penalty for everything wrong you did. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you want to know the truth about God, you must accept Jesus' words. Jesus came, has become one of us, and in his sinless life, he perfectly obeyed the law. And in his death, he endured the consequences of our sins. Jesus voluntarily identified himself with us. He obeyed the law on our behalf. Jesus was born under the law, as we read in the gospel passage. He obeyed the law perfectly. He did not die because he broke the law. He died to pay the penalty for us who broke the law of God. When you repent of your sins, sincerely decide to live your life close to God and in harmony with his will, and when you believe that Jesus is your only Savior, from paying the penalty for your sins, you will be free from the burden and condemnation of the law. This is the only way to benefit from what Jesus accomplished for you. This is the only way that you can receive the solution that God provided for your sins is when you accept Jesus, trust in Jesus, then his righteousness, his sonship, his union with God will be yours. Pray this prayer with me if you mean it from your heart. God, I admit I am a sinner. God, I acknowledge that I am not living my life in a way pleasing to you. God, I acknowledge that I violated my conscience. I violated your law. God, I acknowledge that I can't earn your forgiveness because of my works. God, today I repent. I want to live a life pleasing to you. God, today I put my faith in Jesus, that he is my only Savior. He paid the penalty for my sins. God, today I receive your love, your grace, your forgiveness through my faith in Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My brother, my sister, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you. Would love to rejoice with you and send you a free material that will help you in your Christian life. Rest of my audience, remember, it doesn't matter what is your background. Remember that we are one family, one team. God wants us to serve him together regardless of our different Christian background. Contact me if I can help you in any way or pray with you for your unsaved friends and for the Muslim people that you know. In Jesus' name, we pray, God. Use us, God, for the salvation of millions of people, including millions of Muslims. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know, you know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558.
2558. Or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.